Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 6:47, 13 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Lori Garrow, a professor at Georgia Tech and professor and aviation expert at Georgia Tech. I think we've spoken to you before, have we not, Professor?
We have, yes. So it's nice to be back, Tommy. Thank you.
It's nice to talk to you again. What do we know about the FAA's plans so far as it comes to air travel and amidst the government shutdown that is still ongoing, although we're hoping that'll end soon?
Sure. So as of last Friday, FAA, USDOT, and the airlines sort of collaboratively got together and put in a plan so that last Friday they started canceling about 4% of the flights in 40% of the busiest airports. And that is scheduled to ramp up by 10% by this Friday. It's an ongoing fluid situation. So depending on what happens with the shutdown, depending on what happens with air traffic controller staffing levels at various airports, that could go up or down. But right now we're sort of looking at, I'm going to say, holding at 10% on flight cancellations by this Friday. And again, at 40 of the busiest airports. And that could, you know, go back to normal, I'm hoping, next week.
Where do hubs fit in all of this?
So it's pretty much all those 40 busiest airports do include the major hubs. Mm-hmm. I like to say that the pain was spread equally across the different airlines. So you're going to see Atlanta Hartsfield, Chicago O'Hare, Chicago Midway, all of the New York airports, Boston, Phoenix, Salt Lake City. All of the hubs are included in that 40 busiest. And again, if you're collaboratively making decisions, you're not hitting United disproportionately compared to Delta, compared to JetBlue. Sort of everyone equally, as I like to say it, shares the burden of reducing the flights in the airspace.
You know, we use the term hub, and maybe people don't know what that is. How did that whole concept get started? Is it like a wheel almost, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the concept of hub and spoke actually started here in Atlanta with Delta. And what the hub and spoke system is you can think about it like a bike wheel, you know, that has the spokes going in, but it's not profitable to run everybody point to point. So say I want to start in a small city where my mom lives of Erie, Pennsylvania. I can't run a nonstop flight from Erie, Pennsylvania to Paris. Mm-hmm. So the hub and spoke basically collects passengers from these smaller communities or the spokes, brings them into a hub. That's where you transfer and you go out to your final destination. So it provides more connectivity and is basically, it's in some ways, it's more profitable. The majors tend to use it. Sometimes the low-cost carriers like Spirit and that will find what we call these nonstop opportunities. So going from Pittsburgh to Tampa might be a market that can support a nonstop flight.
And they can also use different aircraft, right, for the flights from Erie to wherever it is, wherever the hub would be?
Exactly. So over time, we've seen the capacity going into the smaller airports being smaller. So they usually call them regional jets, mm-hmm. where 50, you know, usually 50 seaters. that are running, you know, the spokes coming in from, especially the really smaller communities, coming into the hubs. Yes. And then you run the much larger aircraft, wide bodies going, you know, international, sometimes transcon flights, et cetera, where you're able to collect a lot of passengers to go between the hubs or between, you know, popular, let's say, usually business markets.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll talk about what effect it's going to have on existing flights, what impact it'll have on airlines, and continuing into the holiday season. If it does, let's hope it doesn't, what effect that could have, because Thanksgiving is coming up, November 27th, I think it is, right? 16 days from now, 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Lori Garrow, professor at Georgia Tech, professor and aviation expert, about the things that the government did with air travel during the shutdown. And we were talking, Professor, before we went to the break about what impact it has on what it means for existing flights and what impact will it have on airlines.
Yeah, so we can think about, look at some statistics from yesterday just to see how this is playing out. And, you know, one of the things is that this impact in terms of delays and cancellations on flights is not being the same across all airports. So, for example, Chicago had some weather yesterday, and there we were looking at sort of a very high number of cancellations. About one in four flights was actually canceled, and 40% were delayed. If you
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Compare that to Atlanta, again, sort of the consistent, that was one of the busy airports getting cut. About 6% were canceled as expected. But we are seeing additional delays, 32% in Atlanta. So even though we've, you know, canceled flights, what we're seeing is sort of this rippling effect of, delays coming through the system. So as a traveler, you know, going to the airport, you should be notified ahead of time that your flight was canceled. Because again, we're proactively knowing these numbers that need to come about. But as with weather, you know, situations can escalate that, and there are still quite a few delays.
So if somebody has plans for Thanksgiving, it's looking like maybe they got an agreement on this government shutdown, factoring in that the government can't just snap its fingers or blink its eyes like I Dream a Genie, whatever the show was, and get us back to normal. How long would it take to fix everything? And if you were traveling for Thanksgiving, would you have second thoughts?
Yeah, so, you know, for better or for worse, airlines have a lot of experience on recovering from what they call irregular operations. Thunderstorms roll through. When I look at the CrowdStrike incident that happened with Delta, that was, you know, probably one of the more intense sets of cancellations. It took them 5 days to really recover. So, you know, Delta experienced when the CrowdStrike outage happened on an IT upgrade, about 5 days. So I'm still cautiously hopeful that we have enough time between now and Thanksgiving to, you know, get back to what I call regular operations. So we're just dealing with the storms. But, you know, it's not instantaneous where, you know, if the government opens tomorrow, we're going to see the flights go back immediately the next day. It does take time to get the aircraft repositioned, make sure your maintenance checks are in play, get your pilots, flight attendants, you know, back on schedule.
What did you use that phrase? They're used to what?
Irregular operations. So things like something irregular, something happens. So if you have thunderstorms roll through, you have to ground your flights. It's not operating regularly. It's operating irregularly is what they call it.
There was some kind of irregular operation on Christmas maybe 3 years ago with Southwest Airlines where I spent Christmas evening at the airport with a kid trying to get luggage back. I guess that was one of those irregular operations.
That was one of those really irregular operations. We did not plan for temperatures quite that cold.
It was a mess, I'll tell you that. Thank you. Any final thoughts, Professor?
Just pack your patience. Make sure to download the app to keep on track of things. And if you've got an opportunity to maybe go to the airport early, try to stand by or rebook a day earlier, that's what I'm recommending.
Thank you. Have a great weekend and a nice Thanksgiving. We don't talk to you. Lori Garrow, professor at Georgia Tech, professor of aviation and an aviation expert. When we come back, we'll talk to John Rauter, deputy director of media relations for the American Legion. It's Veterans Day. We'll talk about the big challenges that veterans face. And speaking of challenges, we'll talk to Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner, after that. A lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.